Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers here and on our live stream. We're glad to have you aboard. We're here in Soldotna, Alaska on Mother's Day, Sunday the 10th. Is it the 10th or the 9th? Anyway, it's Mother's Day. That's what we know. It's kind of bittersweet today. We lost our precious Frances this morning, but she doesn't have any regrets right now, I can tell you. She's where we all like to be and hope to be one of these days without any more heartaches or hard times for not only us, but our family, our loved ones. It's a beautiful thing to know without guessing where you're going to wind up when you leave this life. And it's not for sale. It's just obedience to God's word. That's all it takes to make it home. But it has to be all of God's word, not part of it. And today we're here to honor mothers, especially for their walk with God, the way they raise their children, the way they interact in their community, how they interact with their family. A mother has a tremendous amount of influence on their children, more than anybody else. And a lot of the things that happen when they're children will bring them back to God, even if they stray when they get older. It's by their example, not by their words, that they win their children to God. And it's a scripture that we should raise up our child the way they should go. And when they get older, they won't depart from it. They might have to go down a few roads before they get back there, but we have a promise from God that he will save them in the end. So we have to hold on to that, even as dark as it looks. And a mother's love is everlasting. They don't give up on their kids. They'll lay down their life for them. I know I'm standing here tonight because of my mom's love and prayers for me. She was on her knees for many, many years, not only for me, for all of her children. And my mom, I was very fortunate to have a wonderful mother like her. And then we go to our spiritual mother, Alice, who brought every one of us up in the word, an example that what a Christian should be, not just a male or female, but male, just everybody that professes to be a Christian. She had all the attributes in her life that it takes to be pleasing to God. And she was an unbelievably called teacher, and she taught us well. We were without excuse. We can make all kinds of excuses up, but they won't fly with God. 6 months after I was here, I had no excuses for not living a holy life. And I'm eternally grateful to her for that. It reminded me that this wasn't anything I was going to say, but because of that song that Buck sang tonight about the Eagles, he sang that one time, and I was having a hard time. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing, or at least as much of what I was supposed to be doing. And she came up to me after service. She says, "I haven't seen the eagle in you lately, Paul." And I tell you what, it hit home. It really hit home because I knew that was true. But I also loved her because she told me the truth. She cared enough about me to tell me the truth. Your shepherd, your watchman, he's supposed to, he or she is supposed to tell you the truth, even if it hurts. Sometimes it hurts them more than it does you. You can use the Ignatio example about your children. It hurts you worse to discipline them than it does them most of the time. But she was a beautiful lady, and she loves her people. And I want happy Mother's Day, Alice. Anyway, I'm not going to keep you real long with the teaching tonight. We're going to have a nice Mother's Day dinner when we get done here, but let's go to the second chapter of Timothy, or 2 Timothy, the third chapter, start out in verse 14. And this is the example that God expects us to be for our children. This is part of that training them up the way they should go. Second Timothy, third chapter, verse 14. But continue thou in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in us, Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good works. And if you study this Bible and you pray daily, it will make you wise, not only about yourself and your human nature, but how to interact with other people. And if you're a good example in this life, people are going to see that are looking for something, that really want to change. And that's our commission tonight and every other night after we receive the Holy Ghost, is to be an example of that world. Amen. I want to make sure nobody's sleeping yet. Alice used to do that once in a while. Let's go to 2 Timothy, the first chapter, start in the second verse. Second Timothy, the first chapter, verse 2. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God whom I've served from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. See, Paul prayed for Timothy and all the people that were in the churches that he started daily. That's another thing we need to do. Always pray for each other, for the ministry, for this church, for each other, for our children. There's so many things that we can pray for every day that you don't have to get down for 5 minutes and say, I'm done. I mean, not only things in your own life that you want to change or be better at, but for each other. It's a struggle out there. The struggle is real. This world is a hard place to live in right now. It's not like it was when I was a kid. I mean, being a mother right now is the most demanding time that I've ever seen. There's just so much stuff out there to hinder these kids. And it's a real job to be a mom or a grandma. It's tough duty. But if you stay on top of it, God's going to honor it. Verse 4, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of the tears that I may have be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and thy mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance of that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. So Paul had already anointed Timothy to work in God's vineyard. But Timothy already had the background. He was taught and raised in the scriptures. It wasn't a last minute deal. It takes a while to get to the point in God, to grow enough in God where he can actually use you in a lot of these different areas. But his grandparents were on top of it, man. It doesn't say much about his dad. From what I read, his dad was a Greek and he might not have been pretty much sold into the whole Christian part of this, but it does talk nothing but good about his mom and his grandma. So that's a pretty awesome responsibility there. I remember my grandma, just the sweetness about her. I don't know if she had the Holy Ghost or not, but she was a really sweet lady. And she believed in God and all that. I just remember never raising her voice or ever nothing aggressive ever about her. She was a wonderful lady. Let's move on to Proverbs, the 31st chapter. And don't anybody get intimidated by all this stuff here that's in this chapter, because Superwoman could probably do all this stuff. But it's areas that we can work on. We'll be working on them today that we get raptured. But another thing about this Word of God, God doesn't expect you to do something you can't do. He does not expect you to do this and this when you don't have the talents for that. He expects you to do the very best you can do whatever he gave you, whether it's one talent or 50. So people get downcast and stuff when they maybe just reading this here, you see this lady here and you think, wow, I don't have a chance. But, you know, God calls the church his bride. So this doesn't only apply to women. This applies to all of God's people, men and women. When he says his bride, that means everybody. It's full of the Holy Ghost. It's living the life that this Bible says you're supposed to live. But it's these little high points that are in here about all the cool things that this lady did. This is actually a poem. There's a lot more to this than what I'm reading here tonight, but I'm just going to touch on this stuff. And, you know, if you feel that little twinge in your heart that you can work on one part of this or another part of that, well, hey, go for it. But I want everybody to be full of peace and joy today and be happy that they're with their moms. If their moms are not here, they're looking down from heaven on us. And we want to honor the ones that are here. And I pray. I think about my mom and see her a lot when I'm praying. I see Alice once in a while. So they're looking down on us. They're waiting for us. And this thing with Frances is bittersweet. I know she is in a lot of pain, and she's not in any pain anymore. She's in glory land for now to eternity. You know, we're going to miss her, but I'll bet you $5 she don't want to come back here. There's no way she wants to come back to this stuff. So keep working so we can all get together one of these days. Proverbs 31, we'll start out in verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband does safely trust her, so that he shall not have no need of spoil. I mean, she just takes care of business, just everyday stuff. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. That means that she doesn't have anything but good intentions for her husband. And because of that, he trusts her. And he will lay down his life for her and his family. Verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. That means she's not a lazy person. She's a go-getter. And if all you can do is make a phone call to uplift a saint, that's fine. If that's all you can do, that's fine. Or send a text or send a card. I mean, if that's all you got to give, that's fine. You'll get just as much peace and joy from God as somebody that's doing 50 things because they're able to do it and they have the talents to do it. Verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. I mean, she, whatever it takes to supply the needs of her family, she does that. I don't know one woman here that's not like this right here, that has her mind towards God and what can I do to help my family and God's people. And that's a wonderful thing, man. It's like Claudette said earlier, every place doesn't have what God's given us. I'm not saying this is the only church around, but I can tell you what, if we do what we're supposed to do according to the scriptures, the way we've been taught, we got a pretty close place with God. But that's our choice. Verse 15, and he rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She's generous. She's She's not only not lazy, but she's thinking about what she can do for her neighbor. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girdeth up her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. That means she knows what she's her self-worth. She knows it. Hey, I can do this with God. I couldn't do this without God. I couldn't stand up here for 2 seconds without God. There is no way. You couldn't beat me into coming up here. I do it because I know this is what God wants me to do. And I don't care about me. I'll do it. And if this is what you got for me, this is what I'll do. That's how she is. She's whatever she can do to get along with God's work, that's what she's doing. Verse 18, she perceives that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. And she's aware of her surroundings. She knows what's going on. She's not, in a kind of a, oh, this is really cool. She's alert. She watches what's going on around her. If she sees any danger for her family, she takes care of that. If she sees there's a need, she takes care of that. Verse 20, she stretches her hands out to the poor. Yeah, she reaches out forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household has clothes and scarlet. She must be a sower. This woman here, like I said, superwoman would have a hard time keeping up to her. But we don't have any superwomen here, but you do the best you can with the talent you got. That's where we're at here. Not to make anybody feel bad. But we do provoke. We're supposed to provoke each other. Verse 22, she maketh her coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. That means she does the very best she can do. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. They respect her husband. They respect him as a head of the household and the family that he is over. But this woman and him are side by side. They're not one or the other. Not one. I'm here and you're down there. It's just there. You can tell right now that people respect him and his family, not just him, but they respect what he has got going on. I've had lots of different people tell me that how much they respect my wife. What a beautiful person she was to work with. How she was outgoing and all that stuff. And I should have said, Happy Mother's Day to you, honey. I forgot about it. I got all this other stuff in my brain. But next to God, you're number one in my life, okay? Anyway, her husband is known in the gates where he sitteth among the elders of the land. He's respected. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivered girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. That means you reap what you sow. If you're diligent now, God gives out the kudos. If you're not looking for a kudo, you'll get one. If you just keep your nose down and do what God wants you to do every day. When it's time for God to exalt you, he will. And if he never does, he will when the rapture takes place. Who cares about it? I don't really care about slapping the back myself, personally. They're nice to get once in a while, but I care about how God feels about me. I don't care what I do. I just don't. And I'm trying to act like I'm Mr. Self-Righteous, but I just don't care. As long as God's happy with me, everything else works out. That's how my life is. And when he's not happy with me, then I got a problem. And I'm going to find out what the problem is so he can be happy with me again. Verse 26, and she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. They tell you that fear is the beginning of wisdom in the Bible, and then you learn all the things about your nature and other natures so you can be kind to people and overlook their faults. If you don't have enough Holy Ghost in you to overlook somebody else's faults, you need to get some more of it. Because we all got baggage. And we all got plenty of it. And, you know, this doesn't bother me, but that one does, and all that. No. We all need all the love and mercy we can get from God and each other. We're on the same team, and we all need to work together to get home. That's the word of God. Amen. I hope I'm not hem-hawing, putting people to sleep up here. I'm just thinking about all this stuff and just what an awesome God we serve and how he's laid all this stuff out for us. If we'll just look into his word and pray and stay close to him, how much he does show us and change us to be a productive people, but a happy people. If you're not happy living for God, then it's not God's fault. It's got something to do with us. Verse 27, she looketh well into the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. We go, that's family time and just keeping an eye on things. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. See, this love just keeps going around in a circle, man. You show it, and this one here gets some, and they bring it back here, and that's how it's supposed to be. If everybody's giving it their best shot, there's going to be no problem. I mean, things are going to come up, but it's not going to be a problem. I mean, you can dissolve anything in God if both sides are willing and your pride doesn't get in the way. Verse 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. If you're faithful to this word of God, he has a reward waiting for every one of us. And like I say, this is gender specific here. This is Mother's Day, but this is for all of us. We all can work on these things. So we get closer to God and be more productive for him in this life. And then we get to spend eternity with Francis and Alice and my mom, Jessie, and all the ones that went on before us. Ron and Gail. I want to see them guys, man. I see them in prayer. I want to see them in real life. I miss them guys. I wish I'd had more time to spend with them when they were here. But you get pulled about 50 different ways sometimes, and you just can't do what you want to do sometimes. But God knows all that, too. He knows if you're trying. So that's all the scriptures I have for tonight. I hope you got something out of it. I hope the mothers have a wonderful day today, a wonderful meal. We'll probably have a couple songs here, and you can come up in front or wherever you want. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can pray for that. If you do have it, you can pray for any problems you have in your own life, for each other, for the church. Pray for the church. Pray for your pastor. Just pray. And then put it into work. Action. He's a God of action, and so are we. Okay. Happy Mother's Day. Love you all. See you downstairs. Come on, smile, you guys. It's supposed to be a happy time.
As Paul said, we'll be having our Mother's Day dinner downstairs. And again, just a reminder that there'll be masks at the top of the tables, or at the top of the stairs on a table. If you can grab one of those and find your seat, we'll just progress through one table at a time. Before we head down, though, I wanted to invite you all to this altar to really reach out and receive all that God has for you. Take this opportunity to draw closer to our Heavenly Father and to feel that perfect love that he has for us. I also would ask that you lift up all the mothers in your lives. Our God has blessed us with so many mothers, spiritual and natural, so many women that are able to help us grow and to become what he wants us to be. So just please lift them up before him tonight and make sure to give him lots of love this week. Let's see. We'll sing, He's Everything to Me.